Today we celebrate one of those rare occasions in the sacred liturgy when, even though it's not our Lord or our Lady, we have a vigil of a feast, and a vigil with some of the penitential aspects that we usually see during Lent and Passiontide. No Gloria in the Chelsea's, no Alleluia, and so it is a day of penance. And the vigil is for the great Roman deacon, archdeacon, and saint, St. Lawrence, about whom we shall hear more tomorrow. But he, on the one hand, he became immediately a hero to the early church, and at the same time, there are things that are given to him, mainly because he is Roman. And, you know, whatever anybody may say, in the church, clout does count. And so, if you're from Rome, you get a better place and a better feast. That's all there is to it. So St. Lawrence receives a great feast with a vigil. And of course, we know about his service to God in Rome. He was the archdeacon of Pope St. Sixtus II, whose feast we just celebrated. That heroic and strong pope who died on the throne with his tiara on, his head being lopped off as he sat there at the end of Mass. And he had told him before Mass, go and take care of all the riches of the church. Now, most people think of money. And of course, there was money, even then, very early in the church. But that was not what the Holy Father was talking about. And among the things that he saved were some of the great relics of our Lord and our Lady, including the chalice of the Last Supper, the Holy Grail, which he gave to his cousin, St. Vincent of Zaragoza, who was visiting Rome. And it was even then customary to visit Rome and the places of the martyrdom of the apostles and the great saints. And he gave them to him and told him, get out of here, go back to Spain, and save the relics. And of course, he did. Many relics of our Lord and our Lady, and whatever also we have of St. Joseph as well, and St. John the Baptist. And of course, the Holy Grail. The other things, there are so many, it would be impossible to go into them. But the most important one, of course, is the chalice, which had a tremendously rich history of meandering from mountain to mountain, to cave, monastery to monastery, until at last it ended up in the Cathedral of Valencia in Spain, where even after the persecution of the communists in the 1920s and 30s, where it was very wisely hid inside of a sofa bed by one of the parishioners, and the communists could not find it, much to their chagrin. Eventually it was restored, and it is there, gloriously being venerated by millions and millions of the faithful who come to see the chalice, the most beautiful chalice, on which our Lord celebrated the first Mass, the Last Supper. So we have all this to thank to St. Vincent of Zaragoza, who later on was himself to be martyred with his bishop, and to St. Lawrence, the archdeacon, whose martyrdom we shall celebrate tomorrow. There are many, many other saints. August seems to be not laden, but overladen with saints in every single martyrology, and so we beseech all of them to help us and to assist us, especially in the battle at hand for the church, for the liturgy, and for our country. But all countries, because the Masons are taking everything over in every continent. God help us. In Lawrence, help us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.